Sarah walked over to the porcelain autopsy table, bolted to the floor in the middle of the room. Curved with high sides, the white table hugged Sybil's small body. Carlos had placed her head on a black rubber block and draped a white sheet over her. Except for the black bruise over her eye, she could be sleeping. Lord, Sarah muttered as she folded back the sheet. Taking the body out of the kill zone had intensified the damage. Under the bright lights of the morgue, every aspect of the wound stood out. The incisions were long and sharp across the abdomen, forming an almost perfect cross. The skin puckered in places, drawing her attention away from the deep gouge at the intersection of the cross. Post-mortem, wounds took on a dark, almost black appearance. The rifts in Sybil Adams's skin gaped open like tiny, wet mouths. She didn't have a lot of body fat, Sarah explained. She indicated the belly, where the incision opened wider just above the navel. The cut there was deeper, and the skin was pulled apart like a tight shirt that had popped a button. There's fecal matter in the lower abdomen, where the intestines were breached by the blade. I don't know if it was this deep on purpose, or if the depth was accidental. It looks stretched. She indicated the edges of the wound. You can see the striation here at the tip of the wound. Maybe he moved the knife around, twisted it. Also, she paused, figuring things out as she went along. There are traces of excrement on her hands as well as the bars in the stall.